This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I got an idea on something, Jamie. I even wrote it down here, and I was thinking of it yesterday, and I thought that I would run this by you and see if you wanted to participate with me.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
All right. I was reading this thing yesterday on my X scroll, right? And it's a doctor, or at least that's what he's got in his title. I don't know. Fasting.
Oh, the water diets?
You game?
No, it's
you
no.
And I, 72-hour fast.
No, because what, Joe Rogan said it was cool too.
No. This is not Joe Rogan. This
no, because Joe Rogan just did
oh,
it.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
No, there's a doctor that was on there, and he says it resets your mental capacity and the fogginess that you have. I feel foggy. I do.
You are foggy.
Well, maybe if I do the 72-hour fast, but I need a partner for it.
Well, somebody... ask your wife.
Hey, Carson, you want to fast?
Absolutely not.
No. I did a 24-hour fast once so that I could do some like hormone blood test before, and that 24 hours was awful.
Yeah, we've all done that, right? That is the worst thing right before you get your blood drawn.
Uh-huh.
I know. You're like, I'm really angry right now.
To go another 2 days.
I have to eat all the time.
This doctor said that the first time you do it, it's miserable.
Oh.
Just absolutely miserable. But it gets easier, you know, later on if you want to do it again and again and again.
72 hours, that's a long time.
72 hours, and you get water, you get coffee, but nothing in it, right? Black coffee. And you can drink tea. Nothing in it, just tea. And supplements if you need electrolytes.
Dude, you wouldn't do my wall yoga. I'm not doing your water fasting.
You do wall yoga, she'll do the fasting.
And I even showed you Happy Baby, and you weren't interested. I was rejected.
Fasting to me sounds technically that it could work. Wall-to-wall yoga doesn't sound that good.
Well, it's a lot less effort to do the fasting.
Yeah.
Wall-to-wall yoga. That lasted 1 day, 2 days in here.
Yeah, one and a half.
Remember?
Yeah.
So here's
and
what
my
broke
app,
it.
My app keeps yelling at me, you haven't checked in. You haven't checked in. Where are you?
Here's what broke it, okay? This is how dedicated to the wall-to-wall yoga Jamie was, okay? So the first day, she knocked it out, man.
Yeah, I did.
She got up against the wall here, and I've never seen somebody squat so good in my life. She looked great up
Thanks.
Here.
Thanks.
Okay? Second day, she's halfway into the routine. You know, they really push you with that wall-to-wall yoga.
They do wall-to-wall.
They scream at you if you don't do it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so she's doing it the second day, and halfway through, Crave cookies show up.
It's a true story. It is a true story. What are the chances, you guys?
It was the universe.
It was.
God was speaking. She's halfway into her wall-to-wall yoga, and here comes a box. I mean, this is a gigantic, you need a forklift for this box. And these are cookies the size of your friggin' head.
Yeah, and they bring them in. They're like, we want you to have free samples of all our cookies, all our flavors. I'm like, I am in the middle of wall-to-wall yoga. And now I'm in the middle of wall-to-wall yoga with a cookie in my mouth.
Wall-to-wall yoga has never made a comeback.
I will tell you this. I saw Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan did the 72-hour water challenge thing.
Yeah.
It is getting it's getting legs, if you will.
It is?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's why I saw it. Yeah. I saw it on my feed yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I'm being really serious about this. I feel like that, and we had this conversation with our boss, that since COVID, and I don't know if I ever had it or not. I really don't. But I've been really lethargic. My energy level's not what it used to be. And they say for your head and for your energy level and everything that this fasting thing could correct some of that.
And it also said it kills, it makes your, this is what it said. Okay, I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah, we
and,
don't
And
know.
It's funny
we
that it went viral yesterday. We both read it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says that it kills like any precancerous cells. Your body will attack them because it doesn't have anything else to do. And because it's not worried about all this other stuff going on, and it just goes after everything that's toxic in your body, supposedly.
Which I find very intriguing, and I really got some toxic in my body.
And it flushes out your system. And then Joe Rogan showed a before, the 72 hours. And look, the guy's fit no matter what. But then he showed the after 72 hours, and his stomach, it was a complete washer board.
No kidding.
Washer board. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it wasn't bloated or anything. Like
see,
that.
No. I had no idea Joe Rogan did it. I don't listen to Joe Rogan. I don't know anything about Joe Rogan. I know he's got a big popular podcast. That's all I know.
I just follow him on X.
But these doctors were posting it yesterday, and everything they said, I mean, they said it's miserable. They said that first one, is the 72 hours is tough.
Well, I thought about doing it yesterday. I mean, I thought about it, but I was like, that is impossible and seems really... unhealthy.
Isn't that weird, though, that you and I both walk in here, that we saw this yesterday, we both thought, you know, it seems unhealthy, but if it works the way they're saying it works, it might be worth it.
What are you seeing, Schmidel?
Well, it says the potential benefits could be just weight loss. You get improved metabolic health, so fasting might improve your insulin sensitivity, lower your blood sugar levels, and reduce cholesterol. It says it'll help you with your blood pressure, which is good for BJ.
Thank you.
It says that it has enhanced autophagy, which is faster triggers a response called autophagy, where the body cleans up damaged cells and promotes cellular regeneration. So that's the cancer attacking thing. And improved heart health and anti-aging effects.
What's the precautions and limitations of?
Yeah, what's the downside? Yeah,
there's always a bad side.
It says water fasting is not suitable for everyone, especially individuals with underlying medical conditions, pregnant or breastfeeding women or children.
I breastfeed sometimes.
It's essential to consult with a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
It can lead to dehydration if you don't have enough electrolytes.
Let me turn him down. Adults don't count, Jamie. Let me get that word in there, okay?
Sorry,
you know, some dude down in San Diego doesn't count.
Wow. Hey, Travis.
All right, we got to take a break. Maybe we do it as a show if we all do it. I mean, it might make us better, guys.
I feel like I'm already so dehydrated that this is a bad idea
and
for
I
me.
I think you need to check with your doctor before.
No.
Oh, that's good. Man, that sounded professional, like the end of a commercial.
Yeah.
Screw the doctor.
Because you're on so many medications. I bet a lot of them require food.
And it said underlying conditions.
Yeah, and you are a condition.
I'm just looking out for you, man.
You guys don't want me healthy,
dude.
No, but just read some of your meds. I bet it says take with food.
Yeah.
Take with food. Take with food.
I think they all do. I'm willing to roll the dice,
man. Oh, my God.
I am. If I can get more clarity, more energy,
I think it's bad, like not having potassium for 72 hours. And,
I just
can't
imagine. I could maybe see like 48, but 72
seems.
And you said you're dehydrated already, but you get all the fluid you want.
Yeah, but
you'd be fine on that.
I'm anemic, and so I'm gonna bruise like a son of a bitch.
Well, just wrap yourself in bubble wrap for 72 hours with a straw that you can drink.
I mean, getting no iron for 72 hours seems really dangerous for me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it intriguing, though. We both saw it.
Yeah, that we did.
Yeah,
and it is trending.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Why don't we watch you do it?
Yeah.
Well,
how long do you think you could last, in all honesty? Because I think probably 3 hours.
No.
I mean,
no.
Me, 3 hours.
Oh, you 3 hours?
Yeah.
No, I could beat that. I could go to at least noon. Tabloid trash is coming up.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.